It's Wednesday, December 12th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. More than 100 members and leaders of Autumn Rain Covenant Church in China's Sichuan province were arrested on December 9th in their homes or on the street, reports International Christian Concern. The police officers, who refused to provide a reason for the arrests, found many throughout the city via their smartphones location. Yesterday, The Worldview covered the news that Justice Brett Kavanaugh had sided with the liberal justices on the Supreme Court over Planned Parenthood funding. We spoke to Carol Tobias of National Right to Life, who thinks that Kavanaugh declined to hear the case because he does not want to get involved with state-level disputes.
The case that came before the Supreme Court was whether or not a state can refuse to reimburse Planned Parenthood for services that they provide to Medicaid patients, recipients that are in the Medicaid program. We had a couple of different circuit courts of appeals say that the state can't cut off Planned Parenthood if that is who the Medicaid recipient, the patient, wants to go for services. Since there was one circuit court that said, yes, the state can cut it off, that, you know, those are the kind of cases that the Supreme Court really likes to take up.
Tobias explained further that, in her opinion, the case was not directly about abortion funding.
In a case like this, I think some of the Supreme Court justices were looking at whether or not a state can withhold funds from a provider, in this case Planned Parenthood, if there is no question about the competence or the quality of health care that it is providing. So I see this as a different case than just whether or not we're funding Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
If the law says that you are a Medicaid recipient and you can go to a provider for services, and then the federal government will reimburse them for it, the Supreme Court was basically saying we're not going to get involved in that fight.
Tobias was fairly confident that Justice Kavanaugh will be an advocate for life. Pray that the justices of the land would come to fear God in every one of their decisions, no matter what it is. Last week, Kelsey Zwick and her daughter Lucy were blessed by a stranger while traveling to Pennsylvania so little Lucy could receive treatment at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, reports FaithWire.com. In a now-viral Facebook post, Zwick explained that a man sitting in first class on their flight from Orlando to Philly discreetly offered up his seat. Zwick was traveling alone with their daughter, pushing a stroller and carrying a diaper bag along with an oxygen machine for Lucy. The grateful mother said, quote, "I cried my way up the aisle while my daughter Lucy laughed," end quote. Not only did she personally thank the anonymous first-class flyer in seat 2D, but she shared the story on social media, saying that she was inspired by his generosity and urged others to pay it forward. Her post has been shared 450,000 times. Ephesians 4:32 says, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted." Praise God! Nashville is abortion-free after a Planned Parenthood facility in the city stopped aborting unborn babies last week ever since it could not find an abortionist willing to do the deadly work, reports LifeNews.com. And finally, two Christian men who were nearly killed in an abandoned roadside vehicle say the voice of God told them to jump out seconds before they were hit by an 18-wheeler, reports Fox 8 in Cleveland, Ohio. Kenneth Bryant and Jordan Cole were driving a Mudman food truck from Montana to a pastor's conference in Philadelphia when it broke down on the Ohio Turnpike. Cole and Bryant stayed with the truck while others went for help. Cole explained what happened next.
We heard a voice, and it was to get out of the truck and look down, and I saw a semi swerving toward us.
Bryant gave additional detail.
The semi-truck came through the food truck up against a guardrail and then rolled over and rolled down the ditch.
Ohio State Highway Patrol troopers who responded to the accident told Fox 8 that the men most certainly would have been killed had they been inside the vehicle during impact.
We've come to the conclusion that it was Jesus. He spared us, and it's for a reason, because he has a purpose. There is a purpose for your life.
Bryant also said that, quote, "God allowed this to happen for me to be able to share this story, for people to know that our Heavenly Father is mindful of us," end quote. As Moses said to the people in Exodus 14:13, "Do not be afraid, stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today." Have you been blessed by the Worldview Newscast? If so, we need your help to end 2018 in the black. If you're not already a monthly donor, would you prayerfully consider a pledge of $25 per month for a year? Go to theworldview.com, click on Give in the top right corner, and then on Recurring Monthly Donation. Thank you for your help. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, December 12th, in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.